Now, we have an important parsha. We have Kisavo Netzavim Vayelech. Kisavo goes like this. First, we read interesting two mitzvahs. V'hoyo Kisavo al ha'aretz, asher Hashem Elokech ha'notzim chonar. Talks about Bikurim and talks about Videi Maisa. But there's a very essential difference between the two. Bring Bikurim, that means you have an orchard, you have fruit, and you bring the first fruit to the Beis HaMikdash. Kachtum Rishis Kopriyo Adom, Asher Tovim Yaratz, Hashem Hashem HaKhanotzim, Samta Batani, you put it in a basket, and you bring it, Uvasala Kohen. And you say, he got it, Yom HaShem, Kibbos HaRetz. Why am I bringing it? This is Eretz Yisrael. This is the land that you promised 3,500 years ago to Avraham Avinu, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. And then say, you say, Arami Oved Ovi. It's amazing. We know Arami Oved. What does that mean? I'm standing here in front of the Beis HaMikdash with my basket of grapes. And I said, you know why I'm standing here? Because I'm the end of a long chain that goes all the way back. It's my father, my father's father, my father's 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 father, all the way back. I'm not a yochid. I'm the end of a chain. That's the ato. And you brought us to Eretz Yisrael. Now, because I'm the end of that chain, I'm bringing this to you. Thank you for everything you've done for 3,500 years to me. One mitzvah. Another mitzvah. And this has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh means all the mitzvahs are Lashon HaKodesh and mitzvahs that I don't do as a yochad, I do as part of a klal. Now there's another. He's a chadol la'aser, it's called masa tuosu b'shonar shishish nasa masa. End of every 3 years, you have to say, I was makayim all the mitzvah trumas and maizu. And here it's a yochad talking. Biyarti loshin yochad. Biyarti, that means every Jew, when he does a mitzvah, does a mitzvah on two levels. He does a mitzvah, I am me. I'm a Jew with Kedushas Yisrael. But he does a different mitzvah. I'm a Jew because I go back 3,500 years, dor achar dor achar dor achar dor. And there's an interesting Rashi, Parshas Re'eh. Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. Ki am kodeshato uchabocha Hashem lios lo liam segula. Rashi says, "Kedushas at, kedush me'atz mechov ol uvochar Hashem." Every one of us has kedusha because we got it all the way from all the way back. But then there's the kedusha we create for ourselves. There's a whole different dimension. What does that mean? When I was born, because my mother's 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 mother all the way back stood at Har Sinai, because of that, I was given tremendous potential. But then it's up to me to develop that potential. Yeah, I was born with Kedushas Yisrael, because my father's father's father all the way back was from Shevet Levi, so I got an extra bonus. Then it's up to me what to do with it. Something I have to do with myself. And everything a Jew. Why do we say Arami Ovid Ovi at the Seder? What am I supposed to think of the Seder? I'm doing this Stam, or I'm really walking out of Mitzrayim. I'm projecting myself as part of Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim. And where is that whole idea going back? I'm Rami Yovel going back to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and I'm projecting myself there. That's in Parshas Bikurim. Then we begin a very interesting thing. It says afterwards, Shema Yisrael, Atem Nisim, Hayom Atem Nisim La'om Lifnei Hashem. I mean today. That became 40 years ago. No. 40 years ago, they were the 3 million individuals from Kabbal Torah and Har Sinai. It's a lot of individuals. When do they become a nation? When they have a chrayus one for the other. Every time there's a tzibor, not just a tzibor, a bunch of people sitting in this room. The fact that we're joined together means I have a chrayus for everyone in this room. Not only I have a chrayus, you have a chrayus for everyone in this room. That's part of any idea of tzibor. Kol Yisrael Raven Zelazah. Hayomaz, today you became a nation. What's a nation? A nation is not 10 billion individuals. Nation is a sense of achrayus. There's something that unifies them and binds them together with a sense of achrayus, one for the other. And then the brachas and the klolos. At the end, it says, Orer asher lo yokim es divrei ha-Torah zos lasos usam. The omar kolom amen. If you take a look at the Ramban, on that pasuk, very important Ramban, quotes Yerushalmi. Doesn't say, Orer asher lo yikayim es divrei ha-Torah zos. Lo yokim. Pick it up. And Yerushalmi says, V'hiyesh Torah no fellas, the Torah is falling down, that you have to pick it up. No, that's the person who goes chagba. So it's the person who goes chagba, the Gemara Megillah says, the person who goes chagba, notas harkulam. People like Shlishi, people like Shishi, people like Mafter, whatever gives them, the Gemara says, you're missing the point. The biggest char is Hagba. Why? What's the purpose of Hagba? The purpose of Hagba is we're all made, the Zos HaTorah, made on the Amitas HaTorah. The Torah Zimaz, Zos HaTorah, Shem Moshe, Bnei Bnei Yisra. Al Pi Hashem B'yad Moshe. That means, if I am the one who's responsible for the entire tzibur to be made to testify that the Torah, this is the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai, and it's been passed down for 3,500 years. That's the biggest chah. Then the Ramban goes, quotes the Yerushalmi. And it's a frightening Yerushalmi. It's a very frightening Yerushalmi, what the Yerushalmi says. Ramban quotes and takes it very seriously. What does this tell us? That Lamad v'limed, I learned and I taught Shema v'as, so I did all the mitzvahs. V'hoyo b'yodo l'kayim, and I could have made Torah strong, and I didn't. I said, I'm a private citizen. I'm no achrayus to anybody. I want a shtayt. I'm caring about myself. Harezeh b'chlal oror. Tells the story of Yoshioa Melech. Yoshioa HaMelech became the Melech. And then, when Yoshio read the Pasuk, Oresh Elo Yochman, says, Olai Lohokim. If I'm the Melech, I have the ability to make Torah strong because I'm ruling the country. And he went and changed the whole country. That means, this is Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zelazah. It's my mitzvah. But my part of my mitzvah is your mitzvah. Part of my limud Torah is your limud Torah. Part of my shofar is your shofar. Part of my lulav is your lulav. And but that's nice. That's a bonus, maybe. It's not a bonus. If I could make Torah strong, and I didn't, your aura. That means it is a very serious part. Call Yisrael Raven, so I said. If I could have been mashpia on you to keep Shabbos, I said, I don't want to be bothered. Your problem is your problem. My problem is my problem. I don't care if you keep Shabbos or not. And I had the ability to make sure you keep Shabbos or not. I suffer for it. You suffer for it, but I suffer also for it. If I could have gotten you to do any mitzvah, take lulav, any mitzvah, and I didn't, so I suffer. It's my problem. It's not your problem. It is your problem, but it's also my problem. Ramban takes it very, very seriously. So there's Hagba, getting the entire tzibur to testify. So Sator Samosha Nevi Israel Pi Hashem Biad Moshe. That's one. But something else. If I could have made Torah strong in 20 million different ways, and I didn't. Now, that applies to everybody at different stages. Now, some people say, okay, so calls each sheep, everyone goes into Kira. No. It's not how it works. Right now, on the one hand, you're building yourself up. So, to be in a possession, in the words of the Michtam Eliyahu, the word hashpo comes from shefa, overflowing. Fill yourself till it overflows. Number one. But it does not take away that when you're part of the tzibur, Kol Yisrael HaRevim, it doesn't take away from the part that every bocha here is responsible for every other bocha. The older bocha, remember Rabbi Shimon Gartenhaus, a very massive Talmud Chacham, used to come here at night as a meshech. What's the story of Rabbi Shimon Gartenhaus? Nice boy came from there, Israel, Baltimore. He was busy. He came to Yeshiva because he wanted a place to play his guitar. Okay. And there was an older bocha who said, okay, I'm taking a chrys. Then Rabbi Shimon Gartenhaus came when he was already as an older bocha here. And he says, you know, there's this new bocha from Flatbush, Rabbi Matzis Felder. I'm going to take a chrys. Et cetera, et cetera. There's a whole chain reaction. Every bocha, every person, responsible for every Jew. There's an interesting halacha. First tzedakah you give to your family. Then you spread out to the people in your neighborhood. To the people. For instance, I come in here, the sign for tzedakah for all the aniyim in Sanhedrin Yom HaChavit. Where does my main tzedakah go? I live in Har Nof. That's the neighborhood I live in. So I give it to take care of the aniyim in Har Nof. I have a certain relative who's poverty stricken, so I make sure that's where I begin. But even in Har Nof, I have an upstairs neighbor who went knocking my wife's door 2 weeks ago and says, I don't have money for Shabbos. So I told my wife, even in the neighborhood, that's my first. That takes precedence. Koisrael of Ravens. We're a group of people. And there's an expanding, yes. I have more responsibility for the people in this room than people in a different yeshiva. I have more responsibility for the English-speaking community than I have for the French-speaking community. The closer you are to a group, the greater you have the achrayas. I have a greater achrayas for my family, et cetera, et cetera. But that's because there's a basic idea called Sola Revimaza. And anyone who has the ability be mashpi on someone else has to do that. And Yoshio HaMelech is the king, so he had the responsibility of all of Klal Yisrael. All like the Hakim. And he made an absolute revolution in Klal Yisrael. When he took it, Or Ashelo Yochim is the land. And then the pasuk says, very interesting thing. Oof. Then all the brachas will come to you. And you'll be drowned in brachas. Tell us a very, very simple thing. There's Hashkocha Protus in this world. If Klal Yisrael is suffering, there's only one reason. And that is the sort of Brochas and Klaus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deal with Klal Yisrael on the level of their mitzvahs and averus. And we say it every Thursday. If Klal Yisrael, so if I have to worry, you know, a certain individual came last year to meet with me, and he was a violent anti-Haredi individual. Violent. One of the leading newspaper men writing vicious thing. He never met a Haredi before. And I turned out to be one of the first he ever met, unfortunately for him. So we began. What about the I said, listen, I'll make a deal with you. If half a million people in Tel Aviv will begin keeping Shabbos, we'll see if that'll bring down the number of enemies we have. We say that. It's also part of national defense. So the pasuk says. Pasuk says about everything. Pasuk is telling us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dealing with Klal Yisrael, not stam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dealing with us in a very specific way, on every level, whether it's militarily, it's financially, whatever level it is. Anti-Semitism, everything. How? Mitzvahs and Averus. And if Klal Yisrael is going through difficult times, Klal Yisrael has to look at themselves. And that's why we are before Rosh Hashanah, when we're supposed to be looking at ourselves. What's the matzav of Klal Yisrael in the world? Pretty rough. And don't they, well, let's have the sociological explanation for anti-Semitism. No. If you take a look, in the late 19th century, when Russian anti-Semitism was exploding, what were all the Gedolei Balei Machshava saying? You can see it in the Tziv, you can see it in the Beit Halevi, see it in the Meshech Chachma, you can see it in the Malbim. It's one message. And that message is very simple. When we are here, Yikim Hashem La'am Kadosh, when we act as a separate nation, not just another nation in the world, when we act as Jews because we are Jews and we fulfill what we're supposed to be, there's not going to be anti-Semitism. But the more we try to assimilate and be like the Goyim, either, individually or nationally, then the Goyim are going to push back. And the Meshech Chachma wrote, I think it was last week, it was the 100th Yahrzeit, Meshech Chachma. He wrote it at the beginning of the 20th century. The assimilation in Europe is going crazy, he says. And there's going to be a reaction of anti-Semitism, he says. He says, where's it going to begin? Well, where did assimilation begin? In Berlin. It's going to come out of Germany, he said, in front of Berlin. That's exactly what happened. So that's the whole pattern of Jewish history. Were there ever Jews more integrated in society than the Jews in Spain in 1492? No. Were there ever more Jews more integrated in the top of society than Poland in 1648? No. There was a Jewish king for a day, a week, a month. I don't know how long he was king for. Not very long, but there. Were there ever Jews more integrated into life than in Germany? And there's always a pushback. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't. Kadosh Baruch Hu is very exact with us as a nation. Very. And that is here. We keep Torah, it's good. You don't keep Torah, it's not good. As we head to Yom Adin, there's a double cheshbon we make. It's a cheshbon we make as a nation, cheshbon we make as individuals. And as a cheshbon we make as individuals, is a very serious cheshbon we make. What's the cheshbon we make? Where are we holding? How seriously are we taking our Yiddishkeit? How seriously are we taking our diktat bar mitzvahs? How seriously are we taking our limud haTorah? How seriously are we taking our davening? And everything. Yiddishkeit is a very serious business. That's why before we come to Russia, no, okay, we're going ahead. It's our, oh, okay, we said, there's a show from, you know, this is the rerun of a, rerun of an old movie. No, no, no. Serious business. And that's why right before we have Bracha the next, this week and next week, and Shabbat Shuva, we have brachos and klolos. As we approach the Yom Adin, we have to be woken up. It's very serious business. May it's Hashem. We'll prepare for it and take it seriously. And may it's Hashem. Have a successful Yom Adin.